People are crazy. Did you have a bad time? Between the different guys. Wow, what the heck? Where did he go to school? Were you the only high school friend, or did other people from high school also become animals in college? I think so. It's like higher, lower, higher, lower. But I don't think there's a ball involved in that. Oh. And then you do a flip battle. I have seen this. Then you do a flip battle with the one person who's cup. That's poor planning. Woo! I was wondering. Yeah, me too. Ah, nice. I'm excited for the George edition. He takes over for the J God in just in those versions of the book. As I always have been. Oh boy. Uh-oh. Oh. Well, he looks different in today's. Josh did 100% say, "Why is Groot?" And then I thought that you were going to follow up on that, Mike, and it just didn't happen. Directly below the. Oh, and I see him in the previous one. Look at him back there. I didn't even notice that. He's in the dishwashing one too. Oh my gosh, and he is in the background there. This is crazy. He's coming. Right. Oh, we need like a little furry guy. A goblin mixed with the rat people. Are there rat people? That's a slur. So we were just talking about people saying slurs. There's one. I mean, we are hopefully gonna go Voidward soon, so. You just have a rune lying around. Aha. Yeah, I made void paper. It's 13 points of damage. Classic George. Oh, right. I forgot we're in the game. We're in the game. Yeah. Okay. Guess I'll make some kind of move. We see them all kind of emerge. All right, I think I just got to get myself set up for now. So, how do I do this? Give me just a moment. If we do this, right? And then that. Now I'm glad I'm where I am. And then we do this. And then we do this. And I could hit the same guy again because I'm 60 feet away. Oh, that is an unfortunate roll. Oh my God. It's telling me I hit with a 15. Right. I'm gonna roll damage. I rolled maximum damage. With my final action, I would like to recall knowledge on the living tar. Via what skill? Let's absolutely go. We're going to Brain Town. I think that's what I want this time. Did Johnny have some things to say? Yeah, so I'll go for the immunities and weaknesses and whatnot. Oh. And it's not weak to nothing. All right, well, that's all good to know. I share that with my allies in my 6 second turn. I say it real fast. That was three actions. Uh-oh. The last sentence of the spell is fantastic. The number will stay at 500 no matter what. There must always be 500 toads. They're sterile, Mike. What the Oh, boy. Oh. Oh my God. He just like me. Oh, he's coming though. I have not yet been affected by benediction. Is it because we still have trust issues with Argyle, so he's not marked as ally or party? Is it a, what is it? What's the highest level? Is it an advanced weapon? Okay. I guess. Oh, no, but. So I don't want to do bludgeoning or slashing damage, really. So we definitely don't want to do telekinetic rend. How about this? This is bludgeoning. Oh no. Okay, how about this? All right, guys, I'm not going to be able to do any AoE. But that's okay. We'll just do single target attacks instead. We're going for the living tar with an amped telekinetic projectile that we will make piercing damage. And I need to make an attack roll. I've hit. I roll damage. I just beat the shit out of him. Right, so he takes 20 points of piercing damage. And he is pushed 5 feet away from me. And then I will, my biting words are still up. So we're gonna send another one at Grey Ooze. One? No, we'll send out the Living Tar. I think Benny can handle Graves one. I'm just going to restore it and recast it so that I could do the attack roll again. I hit him. He takes 4 points of damage. With my final action, because I think it's just one action to do the follow-up attack there. Maybe we should try to learn about the jelly. We'll recall knowledge about the jelly. That's a cult. Yeah, we need the immunities resistances for sure. Oh my God. Can you say it one more time? Okay. So we really do want to bludgeon him. My turn has ended. Don't zap this guy, guys. I succeeded. I don't know how I feel about George being incorrectly labeled as Noah right now. Oh, well, that's not how it gets ordered on my screen at all. Oh my God. You should probably succeed on this. Boom, worth it. Isn't that what happened last time? Do not pierce the jelly. Do not pierce or slash the jelly. Incredible. Who are you going to battle medicine right now? I'm only down 3 hit points. I don't know if the gray ooze is immune. Sixteen is pretty close to 51. Oh my God. Josh, it's underground. Bring it back up. I don't know, but it said minus 5 feet and it disappeared. It has incredibly low AC. Oh, well. Incredible. Absolutely electric. Oh, I was hoping for more frogs. Great. I failed. They can be bludgeoned. I'm going to continue going for the living tar. I think there are specific bullets that are bludgeoning. We're going to unleash Psyche. Then we're going to cast an amped frostbite at the living tar. It can make this fort save. A lot of ones on those D4s. Well, it takes half that. So, and I will get 5 temporary hit points as I absorb some of the warmth that I clutch from his tar body. And then we will hit him with the final casting of Biting Words. The Living Tar, sorry. I've critically hit, which is just a hit. There we go. 9 more points. And then I am going to switch to Ochre Jelly 2. And we're going to send a Psy Burst his way. And I think it's going to be mind shifted to be a will save because that's affected by the stupefy, I believe, right? That's depressing. It'll take half damage. Those were my three actions. Uh-oh. Oh, the narrative is falling apart. Wait, now are you currently at max 3 hero points? It couldn't possibly happen a fourth time. I'm not even convinced he has bones. I don't think we need. Whoa. Uh-oh. I've become the front line. I did not mean to. Starting to feel pretty good about the rain, but Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what Anzu is thinking about. Yeah, well, I'm thinking about what to do with my other. Is that even a thing I could do? I thought you. I think I'm not gonna deal with that right now. I'm gonna cast an amped telekinetic projectile at the living tar. Who can be pierced, so we will pierce him. I rolled a natural one. What do we do about that? I've only got the one hero point right now. I think we have to accept failure in this moment. Yes. With my second action, I will have Othello restore a focus point to me. Because he can do that. And then we're going to do another Psy Burst on Ochre Jelly 2. Yes. Oh my God, Josh. You rolled a 19. That's messed up. That's messed up. Jeez. That was a horrible turn. Oh no. Yes. It's not great, but it does exist. Right. You do very little damage to them because they're immune to the slashing. So close, so close. Sure. It hit. They cannot be crit on. Yeah. Incredible. That is a lot smaller number than I was expecting. Whoa. Sure. Oh no. Oh my God. Well, that was a close call. Oh, no. Sorry. You are becoming old now. Unless Johnny's an ageless creature. Time for a midlife crisis. It has options for what it can target, and there's different. This is correct. Yeah. No, I intend to. I intend to 100%. I'm just thinking if I should do something first. Josh, can flat check rolls be re-rolled with a mythic point? That's going to decide my next move. Do I take the risk, guys? All right, we'll take the risk. We're going to attempt to cast Animated Assault. I'm allowed to do it. Okay, so I'm going to place a 10-foot burst. All three jellies are in it. So is the living tar, but it's bludgeoning damage. It's a DC 20 basic reflex save. Beautiful. They all take 14 bludgeoning damage. Okay, that was one action because it was flourish casted. So my second action will be to step towards Johnny. And then I'm going to taste the rainbow with my final action. And I'm going to end up over here. I do not want to be near them. Yes. This could be not good. Perchance. Perchance, per maybe. Rounding to the nearest six. That's right. Oh no, it I think it's gonna work. And it would be Johnny's turn. Put him back where he belongs. Really excellent work, Johnny. Really excellent. See why they have to be immune to crits. Right. Josh, for reference, I have a spell that specifies the first time each round I sustain it, and his specifically does not say that. I assume that would give it map. I think you can only go to where it's like new aura is. Josh, just as a point, Unleash Psyche says that it makes me stupefied one for two rounds, not stupefied two. No, this is the second round, so I'm still stupefied, but just no, but I don't want it to affect me this round. I think that we're going to cast a spell at the living tar. We'll use my final amp. And try to hit him with another telekinetic projectile. Yes, I can refocus, and I've not used many of my leveled spells. Well, we can just hide in the sewers all night and then attack them tomorrow. Take down the cult tomorrow. All right, let's see if I could do this. I can't do it. Okay. So what do we do? Like, I have two actions. We're going to use one action to have Othello heal me. Can you actually put him somewhere? Put him near me? I think if I click him, I can see his stuff. Yo, chill, chill. Darn it. Why is it? Did someone just make this big one? Put that away. I'm just trying to figure out what I should do with my last action. Maybe I should take an addiction suppressant? No. I'm just gonna back up. We're gonna back up. Holy. He's quick. Yeah, you could pierce this one, yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Cast it at ninth level, get 18 underlings. Oh, that's our first miss. It did do some damage to me in the one round it was close enough to somebody. So it's participated. Oh no. What was he doing so close to the underlings? Hopefully it rolls low. Oh no, a 5 foot burst. They automatically fail saving throws. It's a massacre. It's a massacre. Now what do I do? I think I just have to cast some normal cantrips. That's tough. All right, we'll cast a normal telekinetic projectile at the living tar. We're going to do piercing damage. I've hit him critically in a way. Wait. I Oh no, this is correct. Okay. I've done 17 points. He's looking bad, oh, that's going to be too much. We're going to do this. This is not an optimal move, but we're going to do it anyway because it's fun. I'm going to run up and peck at him. I hit. He takes 5 points of damage. Oh no! I forgot about that. Okay. That was not in my risk calculation at all. Thank you. Liz, I'm in bad shape right now. I got my beak stuck in tar. I actually don't know why I got a plus six to that. It's giving me master level proficiency, which I'm untrained in athletics. Josh, I don't know. It's my beak. I got stuck. I failed anyway, right? All right, I'll look for that, but can we just move on? I'm just like flapping my arms, like just trying to pull my head back. All right, well, that was dumb. Benny, please help. Please help. Are you sure about that? Perfect. I made much bigger of an error than I thought. Whoa. Oh, I have Othello selected. Oops. Let's unselect him. No, I had us both selected when I moved before, so it applied to both of us. Yeah, and I can't do much besides try to get out of it. Well, according to being restrained, I can't use any attack or manipulate actions except to escape. So. It now has my proper proficiency, by the way. Me either. Right, but I could also use a mythic point to reroll it. Right. So we're gonna roll. We're not gonna get a 20. So we will reroll using a mythic point. So I pulled myself out of there. I heave with everything in my being. Thanks. Now I have two actions. Whatever should I do with them? I think I can unleash Psyche again. And I did cast this, or last turn, I did cast a spell. So my psyche is unleashed. We will flourish cast. A telekinetic projectile. Am I penalized for attacking the Grey Ooze in front of me? Is that a thing? He was resistant to Benny's slashing damage. So we are going to try to bludgeon him. I've hit. Oh, wow. I didn't realize. Okay, very good. Great. Then we'll send a cyburst at the ochre jelly. We'll go with the will. Finally. So I guess he'll take double this? So I'm like face down, pushing against the ground, pop my beak out of the tar. As that happens, like some of the tar falls away and my psyche unleashes and all little things start flying around me. And I lift one, just like unattended stone and send it just right through the ooze that was in front of me. And then I reach up and grab some of the immaterial matter of my unleashed psyche and chuck it at the ochre jelly. And they lived happily ever after. Yeah, that was kind of intense. And this didn't even feel like it was connected to our foes. Yes, you showed some great resilience. Especially the first 9 years, actually, particularly the first 9 years. All right, well, are we now surrounded by glowing blue machinery now that we've moved a little farther forward in this space? Yeah, I think that'd be good. I guess tell me first about this shrine. Oh, thank you. Frankly, I shouldn't be the one to do either of those things. Is anyone good at religion nowadays? Oh, that's good. How long has Argyle spent healing people? Is that 40 minutes for four heals or 30 minutes? That does sound like 30 minutes to me. Right. Could I have refocused twice? Oh, right, 'cause if you did the second Benny and me at the same time. Yeah. I think I could still refocus twice in 20 minutes, right? 'Cause it's 10 minutes to refocus. Beautiful. No, my first refocus gives me two focus points, and I have a pool of three now. Okay, and then what can we do about this machinery? Is that just perception or? Right. Oh, I can get to that. Sorry. All right, I'll do a crafting check on the machinery stuff. I don't know what this die is for. Ah. It looks really good. Yeah. So Josh, does my void paper resonate if we do like if we cast resonate? Does it feel closer to us than the resonance of the statue? Okay. Now, this is confusing, Anzu says out loud, because I thought we're only supposed to be able to feel the Void Song. Why can we feel this if it's different? So this is something new entirely. Unless this. Yeah, and can I actually like just like sketch the statue, like just so that I can like on a piece of paper, just have a little quick sketch of it. I don't. I can do that. I can do that. Right. Did, and I apologize if we cover this before, but can we tell anything about the age of this statue? Like, does it look weathered in any place? Is it just in perfect condition? Someone perceptive should do that. Yeah. The only, I think that giant is a decent guess. The only point against giant is that we can feel it, in my opinion. So, could be that this thing is somehow much older than it seems. Maybe this creature, this being, is a relative of the vocalist? Thoughts? Maybe the vocalist has siblings, family members. All right, well, I don't think there's much we can do about it. I think we leave it. This machinery is interesting. It seems like they're pumping magical energy to something that is below us. And they're extracting magical energy from somewhere above us. So, something to think about is trying to find a way down at some point. But There is more going on below us. We are not at the lowest point. That feels pretty destructive to the city in a way that they probably wouldn't want to be doing, right? Yeah. I mean, it's I'm not against it if they would be willing, but that's not subtle. That's the other problem. Yeah. So now we need to think about what our next move is. So it's not an exit to the surface, it's an exit from generally from the sewers. Okay. We're taking the word exit too seriously. I think it'll work. It worked. I got a crit. Oh. The man whose outfit is as rigid as his personality. You are welcome. I am walking down the hallway. But you told us that you wanted to go Voidward. There's priorities, different levels of priorities. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was hoping to make it into Teller's Run. I don't know, this particular hallway that we're in is vexing. I mean, this could be like the city's doing. We don't know. Yeah, I mean, we could try to keep pushing a little longer, see what happens. We can't currently see an end, but it may actually end if we just believe. How f long have we been walking in this endless hallway? How much farther would we have to go to get to like go past it? Like another mile? Oh. Okay. That makes me feel like maybe we turn around and take that alternate route. Right, so I'm saying we turn around. Because there's that other pathway we've not explored. And theoretically, that might have way up. If we think that we're pretty much under Teller's Run, we need to go up. We try. Sure. 22. N24. Josh, can I use detect magic to try and tell if there's any, if this is like, well, does it feel like the crack is a source? Like, is there magic leaking from it? Like, can I determine that at all? I do have that. Yeah, I'm up to that. Way up in the sky. I mean, it's not an open crack, it's just a fracture. There's no space. Right, it's like this could be a fourth party. Something else altogether. Yes, the only thing I'm contemplating right now. So we can see this crack. But it just looks like a crack just in the middle of the air. And it looks like there's stuff beyond it, like the hallway continues. So, can I? There's the wall, the sides of this hallway are reachable, right? That's not infinitely far away. Can I go to one end and like very gingerly like reach towards like the theoretical plane where the crack is and feel if there's like a barrier all the way across. As that was crazy. It feels viscerally wrong to approach this space. Right. Maybe we should figure it out next week. Doesn't look any different to me. Oh. But I could still see the world outside of the darkness. I could still see where people are, but their picture is squirrely, squiggly, ripply. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Bye now.